is everything that we do and do not know.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. We're hearing a song from Milwaukee musician Peter Mulvey off his latest record, Silver Ladder. Mulvey's about to embark on what could be a musical first. Tomorrow he'll be playing a 12-hour online concert live from the Cafe Carp in Fort Atkinson. That means 12 sets of music with no repeats. He's calling it the One Day World Tour, and he joins us now from our Milwaukee studios to tell us more about it and play us a song or two. Peter, thanks a lot for coming in and talking today.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, Veronica.
So as we said, you're planning to be playing nearly 12 hours of music tomorrow.
Yes, actually, it's happening on Sunday. It's not tomorrow, it's Sunday that the concert's happening. But
right,
yes.
Well, that's important to note. So this is happening on Sunday. You've got a day to rest up and prepare. Where
yes,
did you
I
get
do.
This idea to perform for 12 hours?
Well, probably way back 20-some years ago in the late 20th century, I was living in Boston, and I was a subway musician, and I would play all day. So then from there, I went on to start touring, and I've toured pretty heavily for the last 22 years all over the planet. And recently, these concert window concerts started popping up. I've done one before, and it's streaming online. You're basically singing into a webcam, and people can tune in online. And so I did one just from my office in my house, and it was strange but beautiful. I just played for about 45 minutes, and about 150 people tuned in from all over the places that I tour. So there were people from, Montana. There were people from the East Coast, people from Alaska, people from New York City. And there were people from Ecuador and Argentina, places that I have never been, but they had heard of my music maybe on the internet or had maybe seen one concert that I'd played somewhere in America. And they tuned in, so that's where I got the idea to do this as a sort of more globally focused event.
Well, at this point in your career, you're probably used to playing in front of people that you can see. What is it like to play for people who are watching online?
It's unsettling. But it's also semi-delightful. There's a little chat window where people, post their comments. And it just goes about a mile a minute when you have a few hundred people all logged in at once. So that sort of visual noise, I guess, is what I take as a cue that people are enjoying it. I sort of read that as applause. And then I try to just telepathically remind myself, right? You must do this all day, mustn't you, right? That you remind yourself that there are people at the other end of this microphone.
I guess I do. I mean, in radio, though, that the norm is not being in front of people. With you, you're used to being. You know, musicians live for the applause, right?
We do. I live for live performance. That's what I've made my living at, and that's what I love the most, which is why this is only the second online concert that I've ever done. Because as fascinating as it was, I didn't want to just make a regular habit of singing into a laptop. I wanted to find something new to do with it.
Well, 12 hours again. What do you have planned to fill all that time?
Well, I've probably written a couple hundred songs, of which there are 90 that I would feel pretty good playing, 80 or 90. But also, over the years, I'm sure I know hundreds and hundreds of songs. I've learned many songs. It's one of the things you have to do to get good at songwriting. It's sort of the equivalent of those painters that go into museums and paint a painting. You know, they look at the painting and paint it. You have to figure out what the people that really knew what they were doing were doing. And so I don't really have a shortage of songs. I could play all day, but I will say that there's going to be a whiteboard involved and sort of rough set lists that are going to keep shifting. Because one of the things we're going to do is every hour we're going to take a request from the audience, which means that something might get yanked out of a future set and put into the current set because the audience has decided that that's what they want to hear.
Well, I bet people are dying to hear more of your music, so let's do a little bit of that. What do you got for us?
This is another tune from Silver Ladder. This is called You Don't Have to Tell Me.
In the middle of the humdrum, there is a sound like a riddle.
waiting and waiting and waiting for your soul to solve it. And in a medicine cabinet, they got a pill to take the edge off. It's just a waiting and a waiting and a waiting for your tongue to dissolve it. But you don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me. I already know. In the middle of a lifetime, the road gets a little squirrely. You might lose your sense of humor for a year or two. And in the middle of the ocean, there's a dolphin with a head cold. You probably think about him just as often as he thinks of you. But you don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me. I already know. In the middle of the motion, you can wonder if you mean it, or you can just put a hand out. You could lay it on me. I could second that emotion. We can make the moment stand out. We could lock it all down, and we could set it all free. But you don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me. I already know. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me. I already know. Yeah, you don't have to tell me. I already know.
Oh, Peter, that was fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Now I'm thinking about all kinds of things like dolphins with head colds.
Oh, thank
you. So much in your lyrics there.
Thanks a lot.
I got to hear more about your story. How did you go from being a busker in Boston to a musician in Milwaukee who's about to do a 12-hour concert?
Wow, a long story. I mean, so I grew up in Milwaukee, and then when I was 22, I moved out to Boston, and I just started playing in the subway because, frankly, because it really beat temping. I was working for a temp agency doing, like, data entry, 22-year-old jobs. And then one day I went down in the subway and I made like $75 or $100 selling records and playing songs. And so then I was off and I played forever. And I booked myself every gig that I could find up and down the East Coast, got associated with a small label in Massachusetts called Signature Sounds, met my mentor, who is a guy named Chris Smither. He is perhaps most well known for having written Bonnie Raitt's tune, Love Me Like a Man. And he took me all around the world. I opened shows for him in England and Ireland and the Netherlands and Alaska and California. And then by that time, this would have been around the turn of the millennia. I was up on my own 2 feet and I had a regular touring schedule. And that's what I've done to make a living all this time. And so the 12-hour concert is a chance sort of to reassess. I mean, I'll be playing songs that I've written from all across my life, from when I was a kid all the way to now. But it's also a chance to get involved. I mean, you reach a certain point where you want to do more than just play music for people. And in this case, what I wanted to do was get involved. I found 12 nonprofits. So each hour I'll be shouting out to a different nonprofit, and I'll be donating half of the tips that come in online to the various nonprofits. And they've been spreading the word about it. It just feels really good to have the music do something more than just entertain.
So this is for a good cause. And you'll be playing at the Cafe Carp, which is sort of a home base for you. You call
this
a great Midwestern venue. What do you love about it?
Oh, the Cafe Carp in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, it's a rare thing. Most of the wonderful music venues in Ireland, to give you an example, are quite a bit like the Cafe Carp. That is to say that there are two rooms to the establishment, and one room is a nice little pub, restaurant, bar. And then there is a second room that is exclusively dedicated to live music. And so that's what they have at the Café Carp. They have the front room, which is a wonderful little bar and café right on the Rock River in Fort Atkinson. But the back room, the only thing that happens there is music. They have a little stage tucked in the corner. You can cram about 60 people into it. And I've been playing there since I was a kid. I mean, that was one of my first real deal gigs, was opening I was opening for Pat Donahue, the guitar player from Prairie Home Companion. I opened a show for him 20-some years ago. And so I've been playing the Carp forever. And that's my spiritual, you know, ground zero. Every year now I close up with a multi-night stand there with various guests. This past year I think we did 11 nights in December at the Café Carp.
Oh, that's a lot of nights.
Oh, it's fun.
I want to ask you, if people want to tune in and watch this, what's the website to go to?
The easiest thing would be to just go to my webpage, petermulvey.com, and from right on the front page there'll be a link to the concert window site. Or you can quite simply Google Peter Mulvey concert window, and the first thing that'll come up will be the little viewer, and you will see me. I should also say, at 3 p.m., anywhere in the Western Hemisphere, I will be playing a set. That's kind of how this works.
That's very cool. Well, Peter, you've got some more music for us. What are you going to take us out with?
I'll take you out. This is a tune called What Else Was It? Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're talking with Peter Mulvey, 12-hour one-day world tour coming up on Sunday. Let's take a listen.
Took a shovel to the basement, and you blistered up your hands. You danced all night at the wedding. You stayed up drinking with the band. You made love until the daylight, creeping across the floor. Tell me, what else was it you were looking for? The book of all your precious sorrows.